Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. Coming up September 27th through the 29th in Over the Rhine in downtown Cincinnati, it's the 11th annual Midpoint Music Festival. A lot of excitement, well, happening in Over the Rhine anyway, and with Midpoint, too, with some expanded facilities and a lot of extras going on this year. And to tell you all about them and give you a jump and a preview on what will be happening during the Midpoint Music Festival, here in the studio with me is the executive producer, Dan McCabe, and operations director, Venomous Valdez. Welcome.
Thanks for having
us. Mark.
Well, a lot of excitement. 11th annual Midpoint Music Festival. I know with the opening of Washington Park and so much more going on in Over the Rhine, you're really excited about the 11th annual MPMF.
Yeah, absolutely. Cincinnati should be excited. I mean, Cincinnati never looks better than it does during the 3 days of Midpoint, frankly. It's a very vibrant event that's deployed in something that is uniquely Cincinnati in the Over the Rhine neighborhood. And it's fun going in there, not only presenting these musicians and that whole sense of discovery and pioneering that we like to embrace in music during Midpoint, but also showing off Cincinnati and thumping our chest a little bit to the region about, hey, look what we got here. And, it's just a really good energy in the streets.
And some changes in operation has really been growing and spreading. And Venomous, this year, a couple of new venues added to the sites. You have both the Emory Theater and Washington Park, the newly renovated Washington Park that will have some headliners on it.
It's seriously, like Dan said, it's the city at its best. And when we're able to add a 100-year-old theater, and we're putting a legend, Dr. Ralph Stanley, in that theater who has history of performing in there, it's just going to be an amazing experience. And then Washington Park, it really gives us an opportunity to sell it to the kids because it's an all-ages venue, which we haven't really had many of those stages in the past. So we have four all-ages venues this year. So everybody can enjoy it in Midpoint. So it's going to be a good time.
16 venues that will be having events as it goes along. And as you said, there was a move for all ages because really a lot of Midpoint Music Festival concerts have been happening in bars, no one under 21. And really you wanted to open up for the younger crowd too.
And Washington Park gives us that ability. We also have the Midpoint Midway on 12th Street will be closed down. That will be all ages. The Cincinnati Club, all ages, and the Contemporary Art Centers. So there's a lot of choices. You can bring out and have your kids. You can buy a Washington Park ticket and bring a blanket and bring your little kids and jam out to some Grizzly Bear. It'll be good times.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about the music. You mentioned Grizzly Bear there, Dr. Ralph Stanley coming too. Mm-hmm. Really a great lineup of national and local groups here.
Sure thing. You know,
hit some of the highlights.
Yeah, well, the ethos is that sense of discovery. You know, music that is pioneering, stretching genres. Even the old guys like Ralph Stanley was a pioneer of that American music known as bluegrass. He helped hone it and create it here in Cincinnati with the help of King Records. Dinosaur Jr.'s coming back. They're a bunch of old dudes with white hair, but they they helped create the sound that was known as grunge in the 90s and again, pioneers in music. And then you have the newer artists like Dirty Projectors, Antlers. You've got Roots Americana artists like Swear and Shake who are pioneering sounds in that genre. It is a real fun landscape of discovery where people are, we encourage people to explore and be the first on their block to discover this new band.
I have to ask about the groups coming and how you line them up here in the 11th year of the Midpoint Music Festival. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine they have lots of bands who want to come. Is that true? And how do you go? What kind of process do you go through to decide?
It's kind of like a two-pronged attack, so to speak. We do outreach through an aggregate known as Sonic Bids, where we open up submissions to anybody who would like to come play, and we have a review board that Venomous helps out with, and we scrutinize these artists and send out invitations. And then I have contacts. I've been bringing music to Cincinnati for 20-plus years, and I work with my agents and my management companies, and I ask them, you know, what's up and coming? What do you like? Who do you have in your back pocket? And we talk all year round about the new landscape of music, and so, you know, I pull from that as well.
You smiled when I asked that, Venomous. Why did you have to smile? Did you have some fights in trying to pick the bands that were coming?
No, actually, Dan and I have very similar tastes. So he would play a band, he's like, you like it? And I'm like, yes, I like it. And then we book it. But, you know, I was just smiling when you said how many bands. We definitely have way more bands that want to play the festival than we have slots. And we wish we could accommodate everybody. But it's very important to keep those Sonic Bid submissions out because we want to continue to be an indie music festival. So it's very important to keep a very high presence of these smaller bands that haven't quite made a huge splash in it but are going to. And that's the point of this festival, is to, you know, find and discover the next new artist. I mean, we have, you know, Dan's such has a great ear and an eye for getting bands. We have so many bands right now that's playing Midpoint, that's, you know, in Rolling Stone magazine or playing the late night talk shows. And that's not only helps the bands, but it helps Midpoint and Cincinnati.
A lot of great options to take in all the bands. There's VIP passes and three-day passes and more. A lot of them sell out fast. I would suggest that you, if you're thinking about going to the Midpoint Music Festival on September 27th, 28th, or 29th in Over the Rhine and downtown Cincinnati, that you get your tickets soon. You'll find a link to the Midpoint Music Festival website at our website, wvxu.org. I'm speaking with Venomous Valdez, the Operation Director for Midpoint, and with Dan McCabe, the executive producer. And this is more than just music. I love how you've added, well, you mentioned food and the 12th Street venue for all ages, but it's also the Midpoint Film Festival.
Yeah.
Now, talk about the movie festival that will be going along with the music.
Well, as are most things in Cincinnati, you know, Midpoint is a conglomeration of partners, people coming together, like-minded individuals, to make something happen. There is a unique parallel in filmmaking and the needs for an audience for young filmmakers and musicians, and the need for an audience for musicians. So it made perfect sense to try to pioneer a film festival. We'll be centering that in the School for the Creative Performing Arts, Marison Theater, and have programming for all 3 days with help of the Midland Film Society, and they're going to be working with us into the future to help grow this component of the music festival. You know, we do all kinds of visual arts as well. Artworks is a fantastic partner to Midpoint, and they deploy the Artworks Box Truck Carnival down there on the Midway, which is a blast. They bring in multiple box trucks that have interactive art installations inside each of these trucks. Last year, they had live theater. They had a film component inside a box truck. It's a lot of craziness, and it's really hands-on, a lot of fun. And again, a big part of that exploration ethos transcends, you know, not just the music.
Also, the Powerhouse Poster Arcade is being offered up during Midpoint. Talk about that.
Yeah, I love the art of screen printing, and I've been collecting rock posters for years and years and years. And Midpoint really doesn't spend a lot of time creating a merchandising situation. We really enjoy deploying these artists, these poster artists, setting up a place for them. Our friends at Powerhouse Factories are partnering this. They took ownership of this, and they assigned different artists throughout the region, different bands that are coming to Midpoint. And they'll create a limited edition poster for that performance at Midpoint.
Ooh.
And you can go down there and collect those. You could trade with these guys, swap. It is a really fun atmosphere checking out these poster artists.
So you have the Powerhouse Poster Arcade, you have the Midpoint Film Festival, you have all the music that's happening, all the food and the fun. Best tip, you know, after 11 years, y'all probably know the best way to attack that. With so much going on, how do you decide what to do if you're going to the Midpoint Music Festival?
Well, I would, my advice to you is don't write it in stone, you know. you know, get there early and be ready to cast yourself into the wind, because there is all kinds of things to discover. There's no way you got it all figured out walking into this thing. So if for some reason plans change, roll with it. You're going to have a great time.
You will absolutely walk by a venue you didn't intend to go to, and an artist will stop you in your tracks, and you'll just go right in there.
Yeah.
I've attended every year, and I've never set out a schedule for that reason, because you don't know what you're going to encounter. And when you have a band that you're really taken with, that's surprising, it stays with you. Like, I had a band that completely blew my mind last year, which is hard to do. And I didn't plan on seeing them. So it's always those happy little surprises.
Well, I bust a string is what I can say.
Is there a break a leg?
Yeah, I like break it. A leg. Bust a string there. But thanks for giving us a preview and getting us all hyped up for the Midpoint Music Festival.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Dan McCabe, the executive producer of the Midpoint Music Festival, and Venomous Valdez, the operations director. It happens September 27th, 28th, and 29th. 16 venues and more in Over the Rhine and downtown Cincinnati. All sorts of ticketing options available. You can learn more about them by finding a link to the Midpoint Music Festival website at our website, wvxu.org, and truly just go and go with the flow, because a lot going on and a great way to see a lot of cool things in Cincinnati. Thanks again.
Thanks, Mark.